When the Sunday evening service concludes, we say goodbye to guests and then resume our meeting. Ordinarily, the elders bring a matter of discipline to the whole church. No, Matthew chapter 18 does not mention the idea of going through the elders. But there is no reason to read Matthew chapter 18 apart from the texts of Scripture that give oversight over the whole church to the elders. Possessing oversight of the whole, they are both authorized and best equipped to know whether and how a case of discipline should go to the whole. All that to say, if you have been involved in the preliminary stages of a discipline process, you can now follow the lead of the elders in bringing the situation to the attention of the whole church. For instance, they will best determine how much to tell the church, and you can follow their public cue in your private conversations. How much information should pastors give the whole church? In general, I encourage pastors to name the category of sin, maybe a few details, and only details that are demonstrable and not debatable. There is no need to elaborate publicly on the whole saga of the sin, and it's best to avoid offering one's interpretations, as stated a moment ago. It's tempting for a pastor to give his interpretations, of course, because it allows him to use the emotionally weighty adjectives that seem so persuasive. He was awful. The trouble is, interpretations are always debatable, and therefore risk dividing the church. If the leaders do not have facts that can stand on their own, they should not bring the matter to the church. Remember Paul's warning that a little bit of yeast works through the whole batch of dough, as well as his admonition not to even speak of what the evil do in secret. All this is cause for keeping the discussion of details to a minimum. What if you haven't been involved in a process of discipline?